I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. When you talk about the latest global health emergency, you get a real sense of panic and alarm that goes with it. We caught up with a partner who offers us some perspective. And have you heard about the project aimed at prayer walking every college campus in America? It gets really interesting at the intersection of creativity and mission. That story in a couple minutes. But first, the World Health Organization has declared the coronavirus to be a global health emergency. Eric Berkland of China Partner Ministries says the pastors in Wuhan, the epicenter of the outbreak, are ministering in the midst of panic.
They basically encourage their congregations not to fear and to be in the forefront of helping others. That's the gospel, right? I mean, I'm praying, yes, for protection for the Chinese leaders over there, but more importantly, I'm praying that God would use this to draw thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of men and women to Jesus as a result of this fear.
Wuhan has been locked down to combat the virus, and citizens are largely confined to their homes. As conditions in the city worsen, the Christian hope strikes a sharp contrast against the fear of sickness and death.
That's the reality of the salvation message, is that you will be resurrected. So even though you die, you live. For non-Christians, that is very confusing to them. They think that's superstition, that doesn't really happen. But for those of us who believe in Jesus, that is the peace.
Pray that these Chinese Christians in Wuhan and other cities affected by the outbreak would be protected, and that non-believers would see their hope and be drawn to the gospel.
I believe our pastors that we have been training over the years are now ministering to these needs of these people that are so desperately in panic mode.
Meanwhile, harsh laws have kept Iranian women silent for years. Now, even with additional morality police regulating everyday life, women are standing for freedom by removing their mandatory headscarf. Joanne Doyle with Not Forgotten, a division of Uncharted Ministries, explains.
Sadly, what we see happening, what really took place in 1979 when the revolution took over in Iran, these women have been silenced. They have been pushed in the darkness. They have been cloaked in veils by force. And they are finally saying, enough, enough.
Doyle says that while the situation appears political, its true nature is spiritual, because Satan desires to destroy. The oppression of women in Iran is just one area where it's playing out.
I would also pray for these dear women trapped in Islam in Iran. So many of them that are seeking to be brave and bold and to speak truth are being persecuted, being sent to prison. And we know a lot of the prisons, Evin Prison, for example, in Iran, they are notorious. They are horrific. The torture that people endure is horrible. So pray that God would surround them and protect them so that they have the opportunity to respond to faith in Jesus Christ, that Jesus will begin reaching these women and men in their dreams, and that will set them on a journey to find out who is the true Jesus, not Isa the prophet, but Jesus, the Son of God, so that in that search, they will then find Jesus as their Savior.
And roughly half of U.S. colleges lack a known Christian presence. InterVarsity Christian Fellowship is working to change that with their Every Campus initiative. But bringing Christian community to every college campus in America begins with prayer. InterVarsity's York Moore says,
we wanted to have a year of prayer and fasting where we were committing ourselves to revival in our country. And so we designated 2019 as the year of prayer for every campus. And our goal was simply to prayer walk on site physically every single one of the 4,948 campuses in America.
As they walk each campus, volunteers pray that students would hear the gospel and come to know the Lord.
We've now prayed on over 3,700 campuses on site for revival in the year 2019. So that was really extremely exciting to see so many people, really thousands, tens of thousands of people really get behind this vision of prayer walking the campuses of the United States.
InterVarsity's goal over the next 10 years is to support a revival on college campuses. More details on this can be found at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. We depend on our listeners and sponsors to help keep MNN on the air. Every bit helps as we look at the headlines through the lens of the Great Commission. Stay connected when you sign up for our free daily news blast. Go to missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.